And let's get right to South Florida, which is preparing for Hurricane Irma. The storm remains an extremely dangerous Category 5 hurricane, according to the National Hurricane Center, with maximum sustained winds now near 175 miles per hour. The storm could hit South Florida this weekend. And today, Florida Governor Rick Scott said no resource or expense will be spared to protect the state.
Every Florida family must prepare to evacuate, regardless of the coast you live on. We do not know exactly where this storm is going.
For more, let's bring in Wilson Sayre, reporter with WLRN in Miami. Hi, Wilson.
Hi, Jeremy.
And parts of South Florida are under an evacuation order, but we spoke with your colleague in Key West who said many people there are ignoring that order. What about where you are?
Yeah, I mean, some people are listening. That doesn't necessarily mean they're leaving South Florida. They're finding friends and family who live farther west, away from the coast. Like many analysts have said, this is going to be a storm surge issue, not necessarily a rain dump
right.
issue. So people farther away from the coast hypothetically are safer. But there are still a lot of people leaving. 75 and 95 northbound are bumper to bumper. It's taking hours and hours and hours to get out of South Florida. And it's not just people in South Florida who are looking to leave. There's people up in Jacksonville who are leaving, people on the West Coast who are leaving because we don't know where the hurricane's going to hit.
And the governor is expected to activate the entire Florida National Guard to prepare for Irma. He's also calling for volunteers. Tell us about the state response.
Yeah, there's 4,000 National Guard right now. The rest will be out tomorrow. The Red Cross has been called in, and they're setting up shop. One of the big issues has been having enough fuel, and so Governor Rick Scott has asked surrounding states to lift their weight restrictions on trucks so they can get more gas down here so people can fuel up. You know, FEMA was just deployed in Houston. There's been a lot of concerns about the availability of funds, but Scott says there will be as much need as there needs to be. So everybody's sort of on ready alert.
And then there are people, of course, who don't have cars. Let's listen to Eugene Johnson, who lives in an affordable housing complex in Miami.
Well, I have no transportation, so I have to depend on other people to bring me water. So I got a friend who said he's going to bring me some water.
What are authorities doing about people like Eugene Johnson?
Yeah, I really have to give credit to my colleague Nadege Green for making sure this is part of our coverage because so many people in South Florida are not of means. And hurricane preparation costs a lot of money to go to the store, to idle, to spend extra money that you might not need. And so a lot of people are sheltering in place. They're hoping their friends will bring them something. I asked the mayor of Miami-Dade County this yesterday, and he says, you know, you don't have to go out and buy the bottled water. You can turn on your tap.
Right.
But a lot of people are concerned that's not enough. So the shelters are there for people who absolutely need them. The hope, though, is that most people will be self-sufficient for at least 72 hours if they are in one of the non-evacuation zones. So for people who can't afford to prepare like they're being recommended to, shelters are sort of where the officials are telling people to go.
And just a few seconds left, but this would be the first major hurricane to hit Miami since Andrew in 92. But there are a lot of new building codes, right?
There are new building codes, but those are for new buildings. There's a lot of old buildings that didn't get affected by Andrew that still exist. Mm. It looks like it's going to hit farther north. And so we don't know how those buildings will fare.
That's Wilson Sayre, reporter with WLRN in Miami. Wilson, thank you.
Thank you.